and welcome to Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And each week on the show, despite the fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene is telling people there's gazpacho police, we'll share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed. That was my cat meowing. We like to call it a tiny victory.
That's right. So thanks for joining us. For the next 15 minutes or so, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about the Versace Bedouin awkward rapper crypto thief. I'd never tell you to look this up. I'm telling you, look this up. And I'll stop worrying about my super yacht getting pelted with rotten eggs.
I hate when that happens. And I'll stop worrying about school buses crashing into my home.
And now let's get tiny.
Let's tiny it up. By the way, today I'm being joined by my kitten, Betty.
And hi, Betty.
Hi. Meow. That was me. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about navigating family gatherings. In particular, the bat mitzvah I just attended in Texas, your territory.
Plus, we have a moving call from a listener that's probably going to reduce Annabelle and I to tears, even though we know what's coming.
But first, this week's episode is sponsored, I'm going to use my special voice here, by Dipsy.
Your sexy Dipsy voice.
Yeah, my sexy Dipsy voice.
Dipsy, okay, it's an app full of sexy audio stories. It's the thing you didn't know you needed,
yes.
And then you try it, and you're like, how did I ever not have that? It is just about pleasure,
yes.
And how many things can you say that about, and now they have written stories, and I, as you know, I love the variety. Like, what are you into? Leather and lace, hunks, threesomes, queer stories, hookups, get in there.
I know. It is the coolest thing. I when I listen to it, listen, people, let us know. You can't help but get into it, let's just say it.
And it works. We're just saying it works.
Yeah. And what's so great about it, I like about it, is it's there's no male gaze. There's no feet. There's no gaze at all. There's
no gaze.
Just audio.
Gaze with okay. A Z.
So whatever turns you on, Dipsy brings the stories to you. So for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/tiny. That's right, 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/tiny.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Dipsystories.com/tiny. You can also say it in a totally normal voice. Anyway, check it out. Dipsy's so good.
You can say that. Okay, let's get to the show. Laura.
Yes?
As you know, I went to a bat mitzvah in your territory.
Yes. Texas bat mitzvah. It's not the most, we're more known for chili cook-offs, but we do have bat mitzvahs.
That is true. I have a big family in Texas. And here's the thing. So when I used to go to family gatherings, I always had to like stand out and like it was like punk rock. Mm. And so the last time I was at a bat mitzvah in Texas, this is my cousin's daughter's bat mitzvah I was going to now at her bat mitzvah many years ago. I showed up in this neoprene, shiny, pink and black polka dotted hoop skirt with fishnet stockings. It was like very punk rock, and everyone still talks about it. And so for this time, my intention was to fly below the radar. I packed a sweater and pearls and trousers. So I did that. So this was, I was like on my way to achieving my tiny victory of flying below the radar by wearing a very conservative outfit.
Oh, that's nice. Like sometimes the tiny victory is like, I'm going to do what I want to do. But there is like a minor accomplishment of like, you know what? I don't have to make this about me, or I don't have to make a huge statement with my pants.
Yes. So there I am feeling pretty good about the fact, right, that I am living out my intention when
you're being
Ted
like a good
Cruz
family member.
Crash what? The gathering.
I'm sorry, what?
Senator Ted Cruz. Now,
he was at your cousin's daughter's bat mitzvah?
Yes. Now,
you're like, I just overcame I just had this big accomplishment of wearing pearls and trousers, and now I'm staring at Ted Cruz?
Yes. And now
what a twist.
This is like, what do you do when the unexpected happens? And the unexpected is Ted Cruz, right? The devil on earth. I'm sorry. Senator Ted Cruz comes to your family gathering. This is someone who his policies against immigration, you know, closing the border. He was right there saying that President Trump won the election. I mean, you know, this is
you disagree with him.
Right. But he
very strongly.
He was there because of the recent hostage situation in Coneyville, which is not far from the synagogue in Texas.
Oh, okay.
And in Houston, it's not far from the synagogue in Houston. And he was there to show solidarity with Jewish people. Now, here's the thing. I mean, first of all, the ceremony, the whole service, it was fantastic. My cousin's daughter did a great job. But I'm thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do? I said I was going to fly beneath the radar in this event, but there's Ted Cruz.
I can see you in this crossroads in your head that you're like, I was like, look, I'm not going to like that. Your intention going in was I'm not going to stand like I'm not going to make a scene. And then you're like, this is the main person I want to make a scene with. What do I do?
Right. And the thing is like, okay, do I have a responsibility to myself? Do I have a responsibility to the nation to say something? I mean, my brain is going a mile a minute. And I'm going to tell you what I did, Laura.
Tell me what you did.
I'm still conflicted about this. I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but I shook hands with Ted Cruz.
Oh, wow.
And I thanked him for coming to show support. Now,
I get that. I hear the upset in your voice. I get it. I mean, there's two timelines. There's the Annabelle timeline where you go, you know what? I mean, he's clearly an invited, a welcomed guest, and it would be weird to punch him in the face. And then there's a timeline where you just jump on his back and pull his hair out. I get it.
I it was so difficult, but I felt like I couldn't do that to my family, even though family members, you know, we were all like going, oh my God. And people were just like, this is so crazy. What do you do? Because
it is very weird. It also seems weird that he was like, I need to show up at a Jewish event. And then he just like looked on. Then like found it or something is
well,
what it sounds
you know,
like. It sounds
I mean,
so weird.
Clearly he wants to be president and this is what he thinks he should do. And he has no soul. No. He's a shell of a human. So I do feel like I did the right thing in order to achieve this intention of, you know, not distracting from my family's event. Also perhaps honoring the space that seemed to be a space that would not be appropriate for me to do that. But I would like to share some responses because I actually asked some friends.
you took a poll, a straw poll after?
I took a poll and I appreciate the things that people thought of. So here's a couple potential things I could have said. Judy Gold, comedian Judy Gold, never at a loss for words.
Yeah.
She suggested I could have said, I hope you don't plan on cooking bacon on your gun here. Oh, and you're a liar and a hypocrite. Shabbat shalom. Or Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is in October this year. But for you, starting early isn't a bad idea. Then I asked Alicia.
It is very satisfying to go through like to George Costanza. Here's what I could have, should have said.
Yes, exactly. And Alicia Reiner, who stars in Orange is the New Black and Better Things on FX. I love her response. I am kindly asking you to leave, Ted Cruz, because this is a safe space where we believe in love, truth, equality, justice, freedom, and peace for all humans. This is a place for worship, a celebration of Jewish beliefs, which are antithetical to what you have proven over and over to be your beliefs. You scare me. Your choices as a politician scare me. I cannot feel safe during this holy ritual with a man who asked Attorney General Merrick Garland, is doing a Nazi salute protected by the First Amendment?
Oh, wow. That's so good.
It's so good.
I want to point out in your defense, because I can hear in your voice that you still feel like if you had another shot, you might do things differently.
Yes.
I want to say they were not at a family event. They were not caught off guard by this. And they had a chance to say not to him their response. So we don't know what any of us would have done in that situation. And I think it is. I think it's a great tiny victory that you won, that you restraint of pen and tongue at the time, and also that you waited for today's show to stop biting your tongue. Even like letting it out today is a great tiny victory.
Oh, thank you. You know, I mean, listen, I rarely miss a chance to try to give voice to the thing that pops into my head, as you know.
Yeah.
I just want to remind you that when I was fired from dinner and a movie on a phone call, my response to the executive who called me was, fuck you, and your fly is always down. Because it was true.
Now that it's come to this, there's something you must know.
Yes.
That's really, man, I love gloves off Annabelle. I can't, here's what I can't wait for your next bat mitzvah, when your halter top, fishnet stockings, boxing glove, like whoever's there, you give them a what for.
I think I'll do that.
I would like to be your plus one to your next bat mitzvah.
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying.
Next time.
If I may.
All right. We're going to take a quick break so you can hear from another show on the Max Fun Network. When we come back, we'll hear from Ellen in Colorado.
Hi, I'm Janet Varney. And just like you, I survived high school. And we're not alone. On my podcast, The JV Club, I invite some of my friends to share the highs and lows of their teen years, like moments with Aisha Tyler.
But when you're a kid, the stakes are just pretty low. Go to school, try not to get in trouble, get laid.
Jamila Jamil.
I watched television probably every waking hour during that time when I was shit-faced on medicine.
And Dave Holmes.
We talked and talked, and then everybody left. It was just us two, and I was like, I love you.
Learn how you too can be a functioning adult after the drama and heartbreak of high school. Every week on the JV Club with Janet Varney. Find it on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts. This is a judgment-free show.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. The next call comes from Ellen in Colorado. She sent us this Hotmail message in response to an episode in which I spoke about scheduling time to grieve. That's episode 61. If you want to go back and listen to it, let's take a listen to Ellen.
I had to put down my 18 and a half year old cat recently. And it turned out that he used to sit on my lap when I meditated, and I didn't really think about making that a grieving time, but it turned out that I would grieve every time I meditated. It was very nice because he used to sit on my lap and I would think of him. It was a beautiful time. Thank you.
That is so sweet.
It's so sweet and sad, but sweet. And it is a tiny victory to find that you can carve out this time and you can allow yourself to have those feelings, to feel all the feels. I'm going to take that to heart and remind myself that I can do that too. I really love that.
I love that. Also, you know, I'm a meditation teacher and grief does come up. I don't want to say a lot. It's not like every time you meditate, but when we get quiet like that, sometimes the stuff that we kind of sit on when we're busy, you know, does come up. Like yesterday, so grief itself can happen. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I cried and cried in my meditation about my mom, and she died 17 years ago. So like there's still things to come out. And it's a tiny victory of like letting ourselves process and let go of the pain of it. And I'm so sorry, Ellen, that you lost your sweet cat.
You know, it's funny you said that, Laura, because in my meditation at the end of my yoga class yesterday, I just completely fell apart and was crying about my mom. And, you know, I am that person that gets nervous, like, oh my God, if I let those feelings out, is it ever going to stop? Like, yeah. You know.
It does. It can feel like that. Like, I don't want to open those floodgates. Like, how do you close it again? But it does. I'm referencing tear soup again, but it comes out. It comes out in these little chunks.
Yeah. And then it passes. But it is does. If you let it out, it has a better chance of passing, that you can get to be present in the next moment, than if you don't acknowledge it, then it just sort of stays at a low level, in my case, misery, that I live with. So
it's going to come out somewhere.
Yes. Thank you, Ellen.
Let it out.
I so appreciate it. That's it for this week's show. Thank you to Ellen in Colorado for calling our Tiny Victory hotline. Also, I just want to mention, you can call in and tell us what you would say to Ted Cruz if he showed up at your family gathering. I'd love to hear that.
Cut to, we get more calls than ever. Yeah. Yes, and thank you to everyone who calls in. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episodes sharing listener victories, so please keep them coming. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can also record your Tiny Victory on the Voice Memo app of your choice. Email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org. Help us get the word out about the show. Won't you please tell your friends, family, or anyone you're seeing at a family gathering who you think needs a little bit of goodness in their lives?
Another way you can help out is by leaving us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and writing a review.
And be sure to follow us on social media. Our show handle is @GetTinyPod on both Instagram and Twitter. Follow us individually on Twitter. You can follow me @LaGerwich.
And my handle is @I'm Laura House. Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you have tiny victories with all of your extended family members and senators.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.